Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you because we're going to talk about buy car, pay later. You guys get a bonus video today because I had absolute lunacy sent to me that I needed to comment to you guys about, and I wanted to make a separate video on this. And before I get into it, please take a second. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen, and I will talk about them a little later. First things first, guys, think about this. You've heard about buy now, pay later. What that is you have a purchase you don't have the cash for. Your credit lines may be tapped out. So what you do is you go purchase anything from a pizza, cosmetics, a bicycle, a motorcycle, large purchase, small purchase, appliance, and you buy it and you pay later. Now, most of these are at a minimum of 6 weeks. Some are 6 months. You've heard about 6 months, same as cash and things like that. But now they're doing that with cars and auto loans. Buy car, pay later. This is insane, okay? Because what they're doing, and one girl on TikTok is talking about how I haven't had to, you know, I get a new car every 2 months. And what they do is they get a minimum down payment that they extract from her, and she goes out and she drives the car and then trades it in and gets a new car. Oh, gee, that sounds great, Dan. No, it's ridiculous, guys, because eventually you have to pay for it, okay? And the thing about this, and that I want to remind you guys, during COVID, when everything went south and people were getting stimulus checks and they had no money and no work, they were going to places like CarMax. And I spoke to a CarMax sales rep who told me I would get people that would walk in with their stimulus checks, they would sign it over to us, and they'd say, put the payment off as long as you can. And what's the payment? Okay, they didn't care. They didn't care about the price of the car. They just wanted the payment put off as long as they could so they could get themselves into a new-ish vehicle. Now, what people are doing right now is they're, because they have terrible credit and they may not have job, you know, experience that you can need to qualify for a regular loan, they're going out and they're getting these extended loans to where they're buying a car and putting it off 4 months to make a payment. Which is absolutely insane because, you know, it's one thing to get a deferred payment. That's great. But what these people are doing is they're intentionally putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off to where they're just racking up all this debt and never paying for the car. I am telling you guys, go out. If you have a relative doing this that thinks it's a great idea, just go buy a junker. No one cares what you buy, okay? No one cares. You care what you buy. And I'm telling you, there's nothing better than being out of debt. There's nothing better than having the freedom to wake up and not have to work that day. You know, you're not going to be Steve Ballmer like we talked about with $1 billion in dividends to you. But these people that go out there and get themselves in debt over and over again are doomed, okay? And you're going to see this economy go south to where the pendulum is going to stop and it's going to swing and knock them down, okay? That's what's going to happen. They go out and they borrow this money for this buy car, pay later, and put it off. And here's the thing. As I start researching this, there's all these companies that do it. There's well-known companies that do it. Now, hey, listen, fill this out. We'll get you into a car. We've got 22,000 cars. And again, you're going to pay this much for a car that's worth this much to do this. So you're going to defer your payment. You're going to put things off. And with doing that, all you're doing is getting yourself in debt more and more and more and more. Okay, so share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think about this because it's insane that people are doing this right now. What they're doing is you can say, oh, people have put their payments off forever. That's not the point. The point is that they're doing this intentionally over and over again. Now, the other thing that I looked into is there's short-term leases. You can get, let's say you have a corporate account and you want to get a six-month lease in a car. You can do that. Go finance it for 6 months and drive the car for 6 months. You've got an executive that comes to town and you want to get him a car and you just don't want to go to Hertz and pay the daily rate. That makes sense. But again, look at buying the car outright for this guy to drive over the lease payment and going through this. So you're seeing this over and over and over again. But again, it's not convenience. It's because people are desperate right now. And with desperation comes the banks getting more creative. The banks are going to make their money no matter what they do. It's just going to happen. But if you think that this is a great way to finance a car, you're kidding yourself. Please talk anybody out of this that wants to do this. And I'm telling you, it's gonna get more and more. And every time I think, oh, I've never heard of this, it's getting worse. So you can sit there and say, oh, this has been around forever. The way that they're doing this right now is making it so that you could basically hop from car to car to car with just one little simple payment. And you gotta buy the car eventually. You gotta be stuck with the bill eventually. That's what people don't wanna admit. So share your thoughts on this. Let me know what you think about it. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multicollagen. You know, when you are 20 years old, you have an abundance of collagen that's racing through your body. And as we get older, and when you hit 50, they say that we have 20% less collagen. Collagen is very important. It's been called a wonder drug, and it does everything from helping with your skin health, your nail health, your hair health. For me, it has been joint pain. It's completely been eradicated since I've started taking this. I've taken it now for 4 months. I take it in the morning, one scoop inside my coffee. It's 10 grams of biopeptides. It's 5 different collagens from 4 premium sources. If you go to healthwithdan.com, you can save over 50% from the good people at BioTrust. Check it out today, healthwithdan.com. So many of you have ordered this, so many of you have reordered it, but check it out today. Because let's face it, as we get older and our skin gets that crepey look to it, you know, everybody thinks, oh, that's something just part of aging. No, you can do something about it, and you can take Ageless Multicollagen from BioTrust. It's a fantastic product. Take a look at healthwithdan.com today. We have talked about this so much, but this guy I feel real sorry for, because when it rains, it pours. Diederik Warmack, great name. This guy was a victim of the Oakland City hacking, where they stole his identity. The guy says, I dread going to my mailbox, because first things first, the hackers, they bought a house in his name, okay? They went out and reopened 2 credit cards that he had paid off and had closed. One for $13,000, one for $17,000, and just doesn't know what to do. Now they're writing bad checks in his name. And he's filed a claim against the city of Oakland because he's claiming negligence on their part, to say the least. You're gonna see things like this, but this guy, he's the victim of this. He couldn't get credit to buy now, pay later lunch, okay? So they've just decimated this guy. The point is, who else has been destroyed by this guy? And I've talked to you guys about the VPN and how you need to have that, but these municipalities, they're gonna be on the hook for big money. This guy has absolutely been destroyed. With his life is completely turned upside down. And read the story below, because it is awful. It's one of the worst things I've ever read. But this guy, you know, did the right thing, paid his bills off, lived a conservative life, and went out and just is getting destroyed right now by these bad people that have taken advantage of the city of Oakland. Now, you guys sit there and everybody hears these stories. Oh, big deal. They got socials. They got names. Tell Mr. Warmack that, okay? This guy has completely lost everything as a result of this, and his life is completely destroyed financially. So let me know what you think about that, and get the VPN. The link will be, I'll leave the link below for you for that, okay? One thing that we often hear about is how great Shark Tank companies are doing, and not all succeed. There's a company called Mix Squares that just filed for bankruptcy yesterday. And it was a company that Kevin O'Leary had put $50,000 into for an 11% stake in the company. And what they do is they reuse office equipment, basically like sticky notes and notepads and calendars and things like that. And this company went down for the count. But, you know, they owe him money. They owe 20 creditors, you know, almost $3.4 million. And they had $5.7 million in operating losses. Again, it sounded like a great idea, but again, you know, hey, the convenience of not having to buy office equipment, that sounds great, until you have to run a business with it and get things back and forth. So they owe him licensing money, they owe the startup funds, they got money from different investment groups, which, when I was in the medical space, people would get desperate for money, and they would go and they'd borrow from these venture funds in different places, and they would lose money hand over fist. And then, like this place, went out of business, and now everybody's caught holding the bag, and everybody owes, you know, a bunch of debt. Final thing is we've heard so much lately about all of the problems with crime here in California. Well, there's one guy who's been arrested 90 times. 90 times he's been arrested. So Jesse Otero has been arrested over 90 times for shoplifting, and he's known by like merchants. They see the guy walk in, they go, hey, get out of here because you're a shoplifter. And think about this. This guy will steal $900 worth of stuff. They will basically give him a traffic ticket like he, you know, had a parking ticket. It was nothing. Well, the Contra Costa DA says, enough is enough with this guy. We're going to take and consolidate 31 of these cases that are all misdemeanors and charge him with a felony. Isn't that great? So Mr. Otero could be doing some time. Wouldn't that be fantastic if this actually happened? So, you know, again, enough is enough with these people. Read the story below, but these serial criminals and these serial robbers have no accountability, and there's no responsibility for them. So finally, you get a DA here in California that's going to charge this guy with a crime. So it'll be interesting to see if he does any jail time or not. I know you guys think he won't, but share your thoughts on this. Let me know what you think about this. And please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly. I had to do a separate video on this one today because it was just lunacy with this buy car, pay later. I mean, I'm telling you guys, zero debt. Pay for things. Drive less, okay? I'm telling you this right now. Everybody that I've gotten out of debt that's followed my advice have all told me what a great Christmas they had. They didn't overspend. They don't have $8,000 in their credit card. Oh, just bought everybody everything they wanted. No, they have none of that. You know what they did? They're sleeping, and they, you know what they did on Christmas? Spent time with their family, okay? So onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.